So when you see that person, there's a spark, but you don't have a name or number, but you want to get back in touch with them. What do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, man for woman, joggers, me, and my terrible timing. So I'm out here doing honest landscaping work. Minding my business.
Yeah.
When you two came jogging by like slow motion sports drink commercial. One blonde, one brunette, both with ponytails doing that synchronized swish thing.
Oh, yeah.
You got me.
Oh, cute.
Meanwhile, I'm standing there in grass-stained cargo shorts pushing a lawnmower.
Dang it.
I cupped my hands and yelled, "You two must be tired from all that running through my dreams."
Oh, wow. He is yelling a line while cutting the lawn.
Which, not my best line, okay. If I'm honest.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it got swallowed whole by the lawnmower's roar. Because you didn't even look over.
Yep, nope, probably didn't even hear it.
Not even a flinch.
Oh, damn.
Not a pity glance.
Oh, no.
Just kept jogging like two adorable gazelles who wisely ignore background noise.
Okay, they were in the zone.
Anyway, hey there, that's me. So a little about me. I'm 40, gainfully employed, owns multiple pairs of work gloves.
Okay.
Has done, quote, some working out in my day.
Great.
Can braid hair.
Oh!
Not well, but I have nieces.
Oh, great.
Knows where to get really good hot chicken and won't make you split the bill awkwardly at the counter.
Have we zeroed in on one, or are we shooting our shot with both?
Look, I'm not picky. There's your answer.
Okay.
Look, I'm not picky.
Okay.
Blonde, brunette, both of you, rock, paper, scissors for me. I'm flexible.
Wow.
So, if you happen to remember hearing a faint, questionable pickup line carried in the wind and thought, wow, that man is brave.
Mm.
That was me.
Yeah.
So, let's try this again, maybe. Preferably with less machinery involved.
Is it like first one to respond wins?
He said rock, paper, scissors. You guys figure it out. He'll choose either.
Also, he did say both. So
that's right.
Keeping the options open.
Aye, aye, aye. All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. Now, I was out of Kroger yesterday.
Okay.
Kroger parking lot. You plus me. Woman for man.
Okay.
Hi. Hello. It's me.
Uh-huh.
Probably not who you think, but also exactly who you think.
Okay.
I was in the Kroger parking lot.
Sure.
Attempting what I believed was a very reasonable adult level backing out of a space maneuver.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my bumper and the side of your car became acquainted.
Oh.
Oh, this person that hit their car. All right.
Okay.
I think you're going to laugh about this later.
Sure.
Because I briefly considered being a responsible citizen, truly. But then I looked at my trunk full of rapidly warming groceries, and so I did what any panicked 30-year-old cute young lady would do.
Oh, no.
I checked my bumper first. Great news. Flawless. She's thriving. But then looked at your car.
Oh, my God.
Less thriving. Very textured now, we'll say.
Oh, wow.
Well, guilt kicked in. I reparked close enough to witness, far enough to pretend I was just sitting in my car thinking about life. Definitely not the crime I had just committed.
Oh, my gosh.
And you came out about 30 seconds later.
Wow.
Tall jeans, t-shirt, hat, handsome enough that I immediately thought, wow, what have I done?
Okay.
You saw the damage. Threw your arms in the air.
Oh, no.
I am so sorry.
Yes.
But you were a very cute, angry person.
Oh.
You spent a full 5 minutes inspecting the damage I caused.
Uh-huh.
And I spent a full 5 minutes inspecting you.
Oh, my God.
And then I got out and asked if you needed help.
Are you kidding me? Oh,
she's going to be the knight in shining armor. Oh, my goodness. Could you even believe what someone did?
Right.
Which is bold, considering I was the reason help was needed.
Right.
You said you were fine, just that someone hit your car.
Uh-huh.
Then you asked if I saw who did it. I paused. I did not rise to the moment.
Oh,
I said no.
Oh, there it is.
I did, however, say I was so glad you were okay.
Right.
Which feels fine, considering.
Okay.
You thanked me. I drove away. Well, I would like to make this right.
Uh-huh.
I'll take you out to a nice dinner. Uh-huh. We can laugh about it.
Uh-huh.
And I can slowly confess more crimes, like how I still don't fully understand parallel parking.
Okay.
If you're the handsome guy with the newly customized car panel and surprisingly good manners in the face of betrayal, I owe you. And maybe I can help you forget this little incident.
Wow. She hit his car.
That's 15 ways of wrong.
And then said, hey, are you okay? He's like, did you see who hit my car? Nope.
No, I sure didn't. But, oh, that is too bad.
Diabolical.
That is diabolical.
Diabolical.
She's still not going to convince. What?
Never.
If for some reason he sees this, he's like, oh, I'm going to take you up on that. Well, I guess she did confess, but she wouldn't in person.
No.
100% she would not.
Yeah. So whether you're looking for either of the joggers that ran
doesn't by. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
leaving
doesn't matter.
Leaving it open.
Or you're just shooting your shot with the guy you hit. Then it can be one thing.
Which she's like, no evidence. My car's flawless.
No, exactly. It's Craigslist.
Oh, you better hope he doesn't go back to check out the cameras.
That's
if
right.
Kroger's got parking lot cameras.
Oh, shoot. That's wild.